It's Monday, January 6th, 2020, at 7 p.m., and I'm calling this public hearing to order. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanem, Mr. McCann, Mr. Richardson, Ms. Stow, and myself, Mary Westfall. Additionally, from administration, we have Mr. Sanford, Mr. Aller, Mrs. Brining, Mrs. Booker, and the mayor, Mayor Stow is with us as well. This public hearing is to discuss the zoning ordinance PD 1-2019. This request from Louisville Title Agency of Northwest Ohio is for a zoning change for property located at 3921 and 3859 Sylvan Lakes Boulevard, Sylvania, Ohio 43560. The request seeks to change the property zoning from its current status of B2, General Business District, to R4, Multi-Dwelling Medium High Density District Planned Development. City Council did refer this to the planning, to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission for their review and for their recommendation. They did look at it and considered this at their November 13th, 2019 meeting, and it was approved unanimously as a recommendation to be advanced. So tonight, our goal is simply to hear from the community, inviting people to make public comment. I don't really think there's anybody here from the community that intends to make comment, but certainly I would invite the people who have who are here on behalf of the proposal to step forward, and if there's anything you'd like to share, to please do so.
Good evening, everybody.
And please give us your name as well. Of course, we know who you are.
My name is Jerry Parker. I'm at 1C, an attorney for the applicant, RT Group. With me is Mr. Blakely, I'm sorry, and his son, Blakely and his son. I always mispronounce that word. But they are the developers of the project, and I want to thank, first of all, the members of this council for letting us have the informal meeting. You may have remembered before we went to the Planning Commission, because what it resulted in is some changes to the development of the project and the exterior elements, which helped us gather and garner the unanimous recommendation of the Planning Commission. For those of you that were on the Planning Commission, the booklet I just passed out is somewhat redundant, but I'm going to be brief this evening and just go through it with you, because obviously we're very excited about the project. Not only because of its economic benefits, but its societal benefits. The strip owners there in the shopping center and Kroger at Hartley, of course, because obviously it's going to be, people can walk there, ride their bicycles there. I used to grow in a little neighborhood and walk to the grocery store. Well, this will be possible with the development of this project. This project, as you will see in just a few minutes, meets all the requirements of your administration, which has been very, very responsive and very right on point in terms of its comments. The first handout is the comments from, as I said, the zoning review. Our red responses basically address all of those, and all the red responses indicate we are going to comply with all of the off-street parking, maximum height requirements, all the other specific requirements, ADA, we are going to have bike racks, we're going to have everything that's required in the ordinances, and all of the comments evidence compliance with those comments. We then have a letter in the handout number two, which is from your Department of Public Service. Once again, we intend to meet all of those comments in terms of sanitary sewer utility plans. We intend to supply the city and your administration with a traffic study, which will warrant the negative impact or impact that does not have an adverse effect upon the area. All the other comments from that are, as I said, in responses to the comments from the Department of Public Service. And all of those evidence compliance with those. All signage will be approved by your Architectural Control Committee, et cetera. In fact, you'll see there's an attachment that shows our identification sign all in brick. It's a pretty nice sign, but right now, this will evidence our intent to comply with whatever your requirements are. The landscape plan has been modified to meet the requirements, and it will be modified if necessary in the future. Item number three is a rendering of the exterior of the buildings. And you can see it's all brick. The roof pitch will be 6'12", which gives it a more dramatic feel. The other feature element is what we call, this is a cement fiberboard. It's not vinyl siding, it's permanent, never has to be painted, never has to, never discolors. It's a fantastic product. In fact, most of your, in fact, today I got a notice that the city of Toledo is updating their architectural standards. They don't quite meet yours, but one of the things they recommend is that kind of fabric or that kind of material for a feature element on their property. So you can see, there's the exterior elevations. Samples of the brick are there, and the roofing materials are also there. The next one, number four, is the site plan. As you can see, the location of the buildings. More importantly, number five is the landscape plan. And that, you can see, has been increased to give a tremendous amount of greenery to the site, to make an enhancement for the people who are going to live there. This project, the average rentals will be about $1,100 a month, so it's an upscale apartments. They're 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, they're not 3 bedroom apartments. This target area, I guess, would you say, the young millennials who would like a better kind of accommodation in terms of, and you'll see that in the pictures that follow. Number six shows you a sample of the inside of one of the apartments. There are hardwood floors, cabinets are nice, there's granite countertops. I mean, they're very nice, all the appliances, of course, and they're very nice apartments. Well detailed, well done. And my clients have done this in a number of other locations, the costs of which, as I pointed out, is done by, I think it's Cabela's, down the apartment project there. And there's a sign, sort of a rendering of a sign for the project. And then lastly, I said about Dundee, you'll see a letter from the village manager extolling the contribution that these people have made to the village and what they, and that fact that they've done everything they said they were going to do. And lastly, as a sample of demographics for the projects that they're in, you can see the composition of the demographics on that last page indicating the types of individuals that usually are located in any one of these projects. But as I said, this is a phenomenal project, and with your help, we've made it better through the process. The other thing that's true, this is not a, there's no tax exemption or tax benefits being sought by this project. And it's expected with full completion of the units, I'm approximating $400,000 to $500,000 annually to be in real estate taxes that'll be you know, shared by those appropriate agencies and governmental units. So I think it's just a terrific project. And any questions you have, I'll be glad to answer them.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Parker. The presentation here is very, very nice, and I will open up to questions from council members. But before I do that, and I invite you to stand right there, I just want to make sure there's no one else here that wants to make comment tonight in terms of a positive or a negative comment, because we would want to hear comments before we get into too many questions here. Okay. If my fellow council members have questions that they'd like to direct to Mr. Parker, I invite you to do so.
Sure, do you know what your anticipated construction schedule would be and occupancy?
I would say it's 6 months after the approvals are done. 6 months after all your approvals are done. We've got to present you the traffic study, you know, get that done, get the architectural on the signs, and I'd say within 6 months of those approvals would be a close to start. We hope to start, I assume, the summer.
And if we start this summer, what would be your target occupancy?
It would probably be about 9 months to
So if all went well.
It can be weather dependent.
Yeah.
Also,
so summer of 2021, hopefully you'll have people in there. Okay.
I noticed in the council packet that in the bio, there was the comment made that you have never sold any project that you've built, and you always build with the intent of lifetime ownership and management. And I just want to confirm that's something
that's true.
Carrying true on this
one. Thank you for pointing that out. I neglected to say that. I mentioned that at the Planning Commission. This is an unusual kind of development. These people do not sell their projects. They're there. So if you have someone to contact, they will own the project.
I think that's a very commendable quality to be striving for.
Thank you, Mr. Parker.
Thank you.
One last request of whether there's any, we had a couple of additional people step in. Did you step in to make comment on the public hearing this evening?
No, I did not.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'd like to also take a moment to thank Mr. Brakey and his son for being here and for the design here. It looks very, very good, and I think that certainly the Planning Commission was comfortable with it. I know you've worked very hard to get to this point, and so we'll see whether council members are ready to advance legislation or not this evening, and hopefully they will be. Is there a motion to advance legislation this evening?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded to advance legislation to allow this project to advance this evening at the City Council meeting. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and legislation will be presented tonight. With that,
I want to thank you on behalf of my clients. The whole process has been very enjoyable, quite frankly. Very helpful to my clients.
And thank you, Mr. Parker, and thank you to the Brakeys as well. With that, I'll call this public hearing to an end, and we'll adjourn, and our City Council meeting will begin at 7:30. Thank you very much.